Bruce Springsteen will give a concert in Indianapolis tonight and then take a rest. The Boss will finish the American leg of his tour in March. Commentator Chris Rose tagged along for a few dates and found he was not the only one.
I was staring out the car window at a bunch of longhorn steer on the side of the highway, somewhere on Interstate 45 in Central Texas, thinking to myself, what the hell am I doing? At 42, with two little kids and a pregnant wife back home in New Orleans, I took a long weekend to follow the Bruce Springsteen tour across the Lone Star State. His music was the stuff that guided my younger and more vulnerable years. Growing up in suburban Maryland, I was sure every song he wrote was about me. The girls, the wild friends, the guitar armies, and nights down by the lake.
But I remember us riding in my brother's car, her body tan and wet down at the reservoir. At night on them banks I'd lie awake and pull her close just to feel each breath she'd take.
I had none of it, of course. It was all romantic dreams in my own head. Hell, there wasn't a lake within 50 miles of my house. For both shows, in Dallas and Houston, the hotels near the arenas were filled with people like me. I met folks from Connecticut, California, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Jersey, of course, and even London and France. They flew and drove to Texas for these shows. I didn't know Springsteen had that Grateful Dead type of following. Aging boomers rolling along with the tour. More likely to stay at a Holiday Inn Express than an impromptu teepee in the arena parking lot. But groupies all the same. Glibly reciting the set list from last night or last week's show. Springsteen's marathon sweatfest concerts are the stuff of legend. The poignancy of his soaring lunch bucket anthems and heart-rending 9/11 ballads are borderline cliche, because there has never been anyone else who could pull off this kind of stuff without seeming a self-parody. Born to Run sent me into convulsive, fist-pumping lunacy. And I cried without shame when he played Incident on 57th Street on solo piano. It was like being 15 again, that promised land and prove it all night kind of living. Remembering the day in 1975 when Time and Newsweek magazines put Springsteen on their covers declaring a new messiah of rock and roll. I'm sure this is my last rock tour. I'm getting too old for this nonsense. People say to me, your wife is either the coolest woman in the world or she's crazy to let you do this. In fact, maybe she's a little of both. But what she got out of the deal is a new kitchen, which means those two concert tickets cost me about $4,000 each. It was worth every penny.
The highway's jam with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the road for nice, but there's no place left to hide.
The comments of Chris Rose, a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans.